take me away. Roll me over, Spirit, take me away. Open my mind, open my eyes, open my heart to the me inside. Roll me over, Spirit, take me away. Roll me over, Spirit, take me away. Open my mind, open my eyes, open my heart to the me inside. Roll me over, Spirit, take me away. Roll me over, Spirit, take me away. Open my mind, open my eyes, open my heart to the me inside.
Hey, that was my friend Mark Stanton Welch from the CD Dance Your Spirit, track 3, Roll Me Over Spirit. And if your toe isn't tapping, somebody better check your pulse. It's Karen Tallcat Conley coming to you from the White Mountains of Arizona. I want to tell you that Mark's music is totally original and independent, and to see what he has to offer, his events, and music, just go to markstantonwelch.com. Every CD is solid and awesome. I was at an event one time where he was the musician for the event, and he played Roll Me Over Spirit that you just heard. So we're all singing and we're dancing to it, and we're new and we don't know the words. And one of the girls was singing Roll Me Over Romeo, and she insisted that was the right words. So we had a great laugh about it afterwards. So know that Mark is a sing-along kind of guy. So, again, this is Karen Tallcat Conley. I'm the writer, creator, and producer of Tall Cats, everything you ever wanted to know about paranormal phenomena but were afraid to ask. I am a psychic medium who is passionate about demystifying woo-woo, clearing away misconceptions, and removing self-imposed limitations. I am here to wake up your spirit and show you what you are actually capable of doing. My teacher, Ramtha, says, you were once white matter without form. You are integrated with the supreme intelligence. You are a part of the grand platform of life, and every place you step, you alter with the frequency of that place. You are loved. You are needed. You are grand, and you are cherished. You are the reason for forever. You are indeed the reason for life. Without you, even one of you, life in the universe would never have existed. So you see, you really are so much more aware and capable than you have been taught to believe. I'm going to mention current events first. There'll be a little bit of discussion about what the sixth sense is and how to use it. And then the call lines will be open for live questions. And I'm real easy to talk to, and I know there's people out there listening, so please do call in and chat with the cat. Here's the numbers if you wish to call in. For USA and Canada, 888-815-9756. Worldwide, 877-398-6350. That's the call-ins for a little later in the show. Now to announcements. On Friday, March 14th, I will be teaching Psychic 101, Your Psychic Ability, at Wings of Light, located in Pine Top, Arizona, from 6 to 8:30 p.m. Tickets are $35 and are sold only at Wings of Light. The phone number for Wings of Light is 928-205-1921. The limit is 35. This lively, interactive class is designed by me to create a safe, supportive setting for you to explore your inner guidance system. Through demonstration and hands-on experience, you will learn how to connect with a partner via telepathy. And in case you didn't know, telepathy is direct thought transference from a sender to a receiver. So thought transference from one person to another without speaking. How to remote view, which is the ability to cast your mind to a location distant from your body and see with your mind what is there, even if it is hidden. You'll learn how to determine what is and is not psychic guidance from your soul, how and why using your sixth sense helps you to lead a higher and more harmonious way of life. After attending this class, you will understand the true importance of trusting your vibes. You will know it is one of your greatest personal assets. Once again, the call-in number for later in the evening is to chat with the cat, call 888-815-9756, USA and Canada. 877-498-6350 worldwide. Okay, moving on with announcements. My next radio show will be on Wednesday, March 14th, and it's going to feature two amazing guests. My guests, I am happy to say, are Hope and Randy Mead, producers of the movie Orbs, the Veil is Lifting. If you wonder what the heck orbs are, or if they have any real relevance or purpose to you, find out by tuning in. Listen live on Wednesday, March 14th, from 6:55 to 7:50 Pacific Standard Time. I'll tell you what I wonder about. I wonder if I'll produce orbs, robs, since I mistype it so often. That's my question about orbs. Hope and Randy say that we may be living in the midst of other dimensions that our eyes alone do not perceive. New technological advances are allowing us to confirm what many have believed: there is more to the world than meets the eye. This movie shows how modern digital photography allows us to confirm what many have believed: there is more to the world than meets the eye. This movie shows how modern digital photography allows us to observe what has been with us all along, a hidden world of light spheres called orbs. This film brings together scientists, spiritual teachers, and experts in the orb phenomena. Find out about the global orb phenomena, how it relates to the year 2012, what is meant by the veil, and just how orbs, not robs, fit into our cultural understanding of reality. And most important, meet Hope and Randy here on Tall Cat Psychic 101. That happens on March 19th, I believe I said 14th. There's another verbal typo. It's Hope and Randy on March 19th here on Station 2, Tall Cats, Psychic 101, 6:55 to 7:50 Pacific Standard Time. Following the Hope and Randy Mead interview, I'm going to be teaching spirit photography in the company of orbs right here in Sholo, Arizona. In this class, you will view Hope and Randy's beautiful film about orbs, and then we'll go to the field to take your own photos of the light beings. I've taken these photos of orbs, which I've seen since I was a small child. When I was a little girl, I asked my mother, I was maybe six, if she saw balls of light in the air. And her answer was, I'll never forget, not anymore, which indicates to me as an adult she did see things but moved away from it as she got older. I have some amazing photographs from my front and backyard, so you don't have to go anywhere really special. Keep an eye out on my website. You'll soon see the orb gallery there. You can look at it. That's Karen Tall Cat, cat with a K, Karen Tall Cat, Conley, Conley, .com. Many people don't understand about these light forms until they experience it for themselves. This was my way of knowing and learning, experiencing it for myself. Now I want to share this with you. Just think, you are seeing through the camera lens this very spirit world that mystics and seers view with the naked eye. And you don't need to fast for 40 days, be a shaman, or live in seclusion to do it. Isn't that cool? So come to this class and see for yourself. Then draw your own conclusions. I'll be teaching, once again, spirit photography in the company of orbs on Saturday, March 29th, at the Greenhouse, located on 181 East McNeil. That's at the intersection of Central and McNeil, just behind D&D Furniture. The class time is from 6 to 8:30 p.m. Orbs are attracted to frivolity and joy, so you will have fun, and you may take home a photo of a fairy or an angel. As always, food and drink is available in the Sawmill Cafe at the greenhouse. Tickets are $35 and available only at the greenhouse, so phone the greenhouse at 928-537-0356. Limited to 35. So, Tallcat, the roving reporter, and Dear Hubby are going to be in Palm Springs for the spring equinox. We'll be attending the Orbs Conference. So more info on that later. That should be an exciting experience. I want to give you my contact info for me, Tallcat. If you would like to schedule a reading with me or an event, you can call 813-928-3105. Michael, my hubby and business partner, affectionately known as Mr. Tallcat by my clients, will help you. Or you can email MrTallcat@frontiernet.net. Or just log on to KarenTallcatConley.com. Have you ever known who was on the phone and what they wanted before you answered? Ever change your plans based on nothing more than a feeling? Ever come to a complete, certain conclusion immediately without knowing all the facts? If so, you have had a psychic moment. Your inner guidance system was really at work. The word psychic gets a bad rap quite often. What comes to your mind when you think or read the word psychic? Do you see an image of a gypsy in a turban sitting in front of a crystal ball, like Whoopi Goldberg in the movie Ghost? Do you think of the amazing Karnak from Johnny Carson? Maybe the weird neighbor lady that gives tarot readings at her kitchen table, you know, the one with the junky yard and 10 cats. And why the heck do psychic people dress so strangely anyhow? What's up with the purple gauze and the amulets? And why are some psychics personalize a train wreck? But I digress. These are some of the thoughts and images that come to mind. Many traditional beliefs feel that psychic stuff is harmful or even evil or sinful. Some religious leaders fear that psychic explorations may lead your soul astray. Sometimes, in all sincerity, these leaders try to protect their followers from the unknown. These ideas and images, though often quite funny and quite true, are misconceptions that lead to the dismissal of psychics as anything more than a joke or a cartoon or, worse yet, a fraud. Others feel that psychic info comes from an evil and dangerous source, which leads to fear. Now, I say never fear the unknown, fear the known, because if the known is all you have to work with, you may be in trouble. Our souls are here to gain wisdom and experience, and as my teacher Rampa says, make known the unknown. Fear is simply not knowing. Not only are you psychic by design, but this inner guidance system is present from birth till death to protect and guide us safely home. The level of your psychic knowing, well, it varies to some degree based on your overall evolution and the intentions of your soul. Some, like me, are meant to be guides and teachers, and others use their ability in a more personal way. An individual could have one single psychic moment of knowing in their whole life, but that moment was most likely of critical importance one way or the other. There was a young woman whose attitude was basically grumpy and cynical. Her job was boring, her life was boring. She was like one big frown all the time. One day on the bus coming home from work, she thought about how tired she was. This wasn't unusual since she was always tired and negative, but this was worse than usual, and she had a stomachache as well. That very afternoon on the bus, she saw a vision of a kind and knowing face suspended right in front of her eyes. This unexpected vision led her to schedule a physical exam because she had a feeling, and the finding was advanced stomach cancer. The purpose of her vision was to prepare her for what she was facing, her own transition, She was able to make peace, finish up unfinished business, and her passing was without fear or remorse. Your psychic ability can guide you, prepare you, maybe even save your life. Now, who would choose to ignore or discount such an asset? Tuning into your psychic ability cuts away the confusion and the illusions that can leave you feeling isolated and confused. You become more aware that we are all in this experience called life together. Using the sixth sense brings a sense of confidence, security, and courage more than those in the five-sensory world have. Intuitive individuals base their decisions, habits, and behaviors on what they feel and know from the inside rather than what they are told from the outside. Psychic intuitive people enjoy life more fully because they have a peace from within themselves and within the universe as well. To say this inner knowing does not work is to sever the umbilical cord connecting you to Source, and as a result you feel lost, disoriented, and confused. This is not the natural way to live, nor is it necessary. It comes down to simply activating your natural ability. There are ways to open up to your inner knowing, and you can learn to trust your vibes with practice and training. My work is to guide individuals in opening up, but it is also very urgent that humanity wakes up. We are hurting each other in the name of God. Many people live in isolated states while at the same time the world is overcrowded. Using psychic intuitive knowing heals because, above all, at its root, it helps us realize we are all interconnected and interdependent. What we do to others, we do to ourselves. Following your individual vibes and knowing serves as a great deterrent to the downward spiral of global self-destruction. One thing that is absolutely important, you must first absolutely get that you are intuitive and psychic, even if the ability is lying dormant right now. Another way to get yourself started on this lifestyle is to simply lighten up and go with the flow. Even if you don't know of a psychic individual to model after, just pretend you are someone that listens and receives guidance. Pretend, imagine, and just try out a few things. You will have to change your attitude because you can't go along with those that believe psychic intuition is crazy or weird. You just can't lock the sixth sense out of your life if you want to develop it. Hey, did you know that Leonardo da Vinci was intuitive and he was considered a nut and a heretic by his associates? So was Thomas Edison, Walt Disney, and Nikola Tesla, among others. Now, the world has since reconsidered, and now it's recognized that these men were geniuses, but some people will still discount intuition because their egos will do anything to stay in control. So don't worry about looking like an oddball to some people. That simply means you're advancing. Find really good reasons to use your ability. Here's one. The fact that you will worry less should be enough to get you started, right? Now, I find that people from all walks of life have had amazing experiences in the paranormal or supernatural. Once comfortable in speaking about it, interesting things emerge in conversation. We know a young woman, an actor in New York City. She's a hard-working, focused, creative woman. Would not consider herself a psychic or a medium or anything like that at all. She surprised me by blurting out in conversation one day, "You know, I sat on a spirit's lap once." She shared that she was spending the night with a friend. They were sitting in a semi-dark bedroom talking and catching up. She moved off the bed to sit in one of the two chairs at the foot of the bed, and she felt a something like a person under her. She jumped off the chair and yelled, "White beard!" Her friend jumped off the bed, too, and said, "Blue pants!" After they stopped laughing over their own reactions to this event, they talked to the owner of the home, who said those two chairs were where her mother and father liked to sit when they were alive. The father indeed had a white beard and wore blue pants all the time. Apparently, they still enjoyed those chairs and a visit to their former home from time to time. So all it takes is opening up to people a little bit, and you'll find that they, the most unlikely people will have had astounding, even incredible experiences with the spirit world. And they are comfortable speaking about it to you because they know you won't judge them. So once again, in just a few minutes, I'm going to open up to calls, live calls. Please give me a call. I'm easy to talk to. If you'd like to share a paranormal experience or a spiritual experience of yours, or if you would like to ask me a question in the form of a reading, I'll do that for you too, and I'm a pretty good psychic. So the number to call for USA and Canada, again, 888-815-9756. Worldwide, 877-489-6350. About your psychic ability, it's really just a matter of deciding to activate your ability and then practice using it. I'd like to tell you a little bit about how my psychic readings work. I access your energy directly without you telling me anything or using tarot cards or any psychometry. There's nothing wrong with those ways of working. I just don't use anything. I receive information from your energy field and from light beings from other dimensions. Your reading is based on your needs and energy at the time that we meet. Now, I never guarantee what spirit will bring forward, but I tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. One of my clients once said that it was not so much, that her reading was not so much what, so what, not so, excuse me, I'll get this out in a minute, was so not what she wanted to hear, but so what she needed to hear there. And to me, that is a compliment. So I'm a psychic, and I'm a medium. I read your energy field psychically, and I connect with loved ones on the other side as well. You could say I work with the living, I work with the dead, and I work in other dimensions. I've read for celebrities, executives, educators, other healers, and even animals. I'm able to see, hear, and interact with the invisible spirit world. I specialize in giving useful, practical tools to enhance your understanding and growth. Now, since my work is non-local, all I need is the sound of your voice, your words in print, and your permission to work with you. So if you need to contact us, you can call 813-928. This is the way to reach us for a reading. 928-3105. That's Mr. Tallcat, my husband and partner, and he will assist you in scheduling a reading. Once again, my lines are wide open for callers. The numbers, if you want to talk with me, are 888-815-9756, 877-489-6350. I'd like to tell you a little bit about how I got into this line of work since I was a nurse for 20 years. And I have seen spirit, and I have talked with spirit ever since I was 6 years old. And I'm a third-generation psychic. My mother and my grandmother both saw and connected with spirit. And you might think that they would have set me down and said, okay, this is the way you do this, but it wasn't like that at all. It wasn't discussed very much. So I had a long period of life where my ability was quiet and behind the scenes. Until one day, in the middle of a gym class, I spontaneously delivered a message from the other side to someone in the class. And I now work full-time as a psychic medium. And I see that I have a caller. This is good. Okay, let's go to calls.
Hi, Karen. My name is Kylie.
Hi, your name is Kylie?
Kylie, that's right.
Hi, Kylie. What can I do for you?
I had a question about a relationship that is not present at the moment. His okay. name is Chris, and it's been on and off. He kind of comes back to me, and then he pulls away.
Yes.
And I'm kind of like, I'm just wondering if there's any advice that you can give me, because I don't know exactly what the problem is. I would like to make it work in the future, but I just don't know if there's any hope for it.
Let me ask you this, Chris. Is Kylie younger than you in chronological age?
Chris is a little bit older.
Chris, okay. I see a little bit of difference in age, and that's only a notation I'm making. It really doesn't have anything to do with outcome or anything like that. What I'm doing is trying to focus in on the specific energy of you and Chris. And when I look at this, the vibration between the two of you, I have to say that I really do see genuine feelings of love and affection. I don't see that there is any duplicitous or deceptive interactions going on. However, Chris is, if not in chronological years, he feels energetically younger and, for lack of a better word, less mature than you are, less certain about where he is going. Is Chris attached to anyone else at this time? Are you exclusive?
We don't see each other at all. In fact, we haven't spoken since the middle of May last year. So
okay.
I have no idea whether he's dating someone.
Because what I see is that he is involved elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
That he has a relationship of sorts that's going on. What is your sense of unfinished business with Chris?
I can't get to the bottom of that.
This is the core question. And when I ask a question like that, it's because the spirit world prompts me to speak directly to you, like I'm the telephone, and they're asking you, what is the reason for the unfinished business with you and Chris? Just turn it around your head a little bit. And as we're talking, if something comes forward, let me know what it is. Because, and this isn't meant to frustrate you, but it is a truth, if you can ask the question, you already know the answer. Isn't that amazing? So it's in there, the reason for this. And what I see being very helpful for you is getting to that core issue as to why it keeps returning to you, these thoughts and memories of Chris. Because until you can get to that core reason, you're sort of stuck in a place of stagnant, almost a lethargic, energetic position as far as moving into a relationship that really does fulfill you. Have you been seeing anybody recently?
I tried to last year, but that didn't really work out. It was more a case of not being able to find anyone to have any interaction with.
May I ask you where you're calling from, Kylie?
I'm calling from New York.
Oh, wonderful. Yes, I know the city a little bit. I had an ex-husband that lived there, and we have some family there, too. What part of the city do you live in?
I live in Bronx at the moment.
I see. Now, you know, that's a big city, and with so many people, that area, you know, doesn't it seem like you would have matched up with somebody? Isn't it frustrating to you?
Extremely.
You see, I'm looking at your moving off your present position as to where you are now, and I'm looking down your timeline toward the future. And what I see going on with you, how interesting this is, the unfinished business and the lack of resolution with your connection to Chris is actually spilling over into some other areas of your life as far as career, and moving forward and advancing. Isn't that interesting? It's not limited to just the relationship area of how you're living. It spills over unconsciously into your decision-making about trying new things and moving forward. So keep that in mind. Listen to this again maybe later, because it'll be archived on my website or on the radio station. Sometimes things click a little bit later. And I see a vision of you standing on your timeline, and you keep looking back. And instead of moving all the way forward, it's like one step forward and sort of two steps back. This is very subtle. It's not real obvious, because you seem to have a fulfilled life and a good career, etc. But underneath it all is this wavering happening because of the connection to Chris. I do believe that you and Chris had a past life together at least once. That may contribute to some of that unusual connection that you have to him. But there is coming a day, Kylie, when you're going to really want to release and go into what the bold open field in front of you is. And I do see in the very near future, it looks like about a 3-month time span, a new male energy coming into your location. And it's very important, I'm glad you called, because it's very important that you are open and aware and are willing to consider the possibility of something new and different. Because, Kylie, and this is straight from the spirit world, you need an adventure. Did you know that?
Maybe.
You do.
My adventure at the moment comes in the form of trying to get into the United Nations. That's what I'm trying to work on. I don't really have, yes, I've had an established career, but this is not what I want. This is what I'm trying to do with my life right now.
I cannot tell you how perfectly timed and how absolutely right on you are with that. You already know it. That's just a confirmation.
This is what I'm meant to do with my life.
The next job, your interest in the United Nations, is dead on and totally in line in your destiny, so to speak. You have really got it going on in so many ways. You're very talented. You're very bright. And you, and I really mean this. I'm not just putting this out there for words to say. You have the ability to make an impression in a big way, not only in the area where you live, but beyond that, almost on a global level, as far as changing things. And you are here on the planet at this time for exactly this reason. In the next 3 months, significant change coming, relationship, work-wise, and I'm talking definite synchronistic events coming your way from the invisible to help you move forward. So remain open.
Can I just ask one thing at this point? Because what you're telling me is just, thank you so much, just to know that this is what I'm supposed to do. I've just been wondering and I've been so blocked and it's been hard to move forward. I'm going to a networking reception tomorrow night. Is there someone there that I can meet that's going to help me?
There is a contact there. There definitely is a contact there. And when you go, before you go, speak in an affirmative fashion on the way there that I am willing and I am open and I'm so excited about my next connection to my next big thing in life. Spirit, I'm open. I'm listening. I'm ready. And then go in there with your head held high like you are really something, because you really are.
Thank you.
You've got a good future ahead of you. Please check back with me and let me know how it goes. You can find me on my website, KarenTallCatConley.com.
I will.
Okay? It was great talking to you, Kylie.
Can I ask you one question?
Yes.
So, Karen, are you saying that this relationship with Chris is not meant to be or can't be, or...?
I'm saying it is completed. It was as much as it could be, and that it is just a completed circle, and it's time to go to the next thing, which is great and good.
Okay.
Just let it go and go forward.
But I've never felt like this for anybody in my entire life. And I've been married before.
I understand, but no matter what, just put it aside and focus on the direction that you're going. And let the thoughts that I've spoken to you just sort of simmer in the back of your mind, and you go forward for your best, highest and best in your life, okay?
So you can't tell me what this relationship was about?
You and Chris?
Yeah.
You already know. And I know if you journal and you meditate, you will get to the core of it yourself, and it's more important that you do it that way.
Is it something that I haven't done yet?
Oh, no. It's just a completed relationship. It's just finished. Not all relationships are meant to be for life. So thank you for calling, my friend. I wish
thank you
the best. and very good luck tomorrow evening.
Thank you so much for listening.
You're welcome.
Bye.
You're welcome. Bye. And I think we have some other callers here, I do believe. Who's next?
Hi, I'm Dusty.
Hi, Dusty. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Colorado.
Oh, that's not too far from me. You live up in the mountains?
I do, yeah.
What question can I...
In the foothills.
You're where?
In the foothills in Evergreen.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, have you got some woo-woo that I can demystify for you or a question you'd like to ask?
Well, my current situation is I just went through a divorce, and so I'm just kind of curious to see if you can get any impressions as to maybe what the future might hold, you know, relationship-wise, financially, that kind of thing.
Do you have children?
I do. I have three.
Mm-hmm. I thought I saw kids. Well, yes. First of all, I have to tell you, Dusty, that the spirit world, the light beings that love and support you and know you personally, are saying bravo for going through with ending that relationship. It was a wise decision.
It wasn't my idea to end it, but I do feel like it's probably for the best, and it's been very amicable. It's been
wonderful.
It's not something I would have done on my own. I'll just put it that way.
Okay,
but I feel like it's probably for the best.
It is. It really is. Just know that and believe that, and you're very blessed that it is a civil relationship for the benefit of your children, if nothing else. But this termination of this relationship is in no way a failure or a setback.
Okay.
Know that. It is appropriate, and it was it is a piece of your life that is completed in order for a new section and a new chapter to open up. And I know you have a little bit of that feeling within you, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
It's just kind of barely there.
I do. I mean, I'm hopeful. It's just, you know, this relationship was 25 years, so.
Yes.
That's just very significant, even though.
Of course.
I know in my gut that it's probably, you know, it's for the best. It's just the uncertainty, I think, that is so, frightening.
Yes. You know, you should be congratulated on such a long-term relationship. And the ending of it being reasonable and good.
Right.
I want to encourage you to definitely look forward, not back, because you have wonderful surprises very close in your near future. It is important that you let go of the ending of that relationship in whatever way works best for you, if it's a ritual or if it's a statement that you write on paper, or if it's an affirmation that you say every day, because you really are going in a totally new direction, and this feeling of uncertainty and almost kind of like a chaotic feeling inside.
Right.
Everybody thinks, because you're human, oh, I feel chaos, and I feel insecure, and I feel nervous, and I'm not sure of myself. These feelings we want to get away from, and we think something's wrong if I feel that way. But no. Those feelings serve purposeful good. Those feelings of chaos and disorder are meant to prompt you and almost kind of force you to move to the next great thing
right.
in life. You know, most things in life are not forever, and we tend to think as humans they should be or they are, but it's perfectly okay to complete a cycle and then go to the next, because you're gaining more and more adventure and wisdom on this plane, which is why you're here.
Mm-hmm.
If we stayed in one thing the whole time we were alive on this plane, we wouldn't gain and advance in our soul.
Right.
So this uncertain feeling, look at it with a different view and embrace it, because once you get past that, there's always a huge reward. You're in a very good place, a very good place. Find a way to celebrate that.
Right.
You're about ready to really get some get your mojo working, girl. And you're about to. I'm serious. I see romance. I see advances in many different areas of your life, and like a second wind. So go toward it. be happy about where you are because you're in the right place.
Good. Do you see, as far as, you know, do you see time frames as far as something? I mean, literally, I haven't ever even, you know, since I've been married for 25 years, I haven't dated, obviously, you know, I haven't since we've been, we were separated for, you know, the divorce took a full year, so, you know, for the past year, I mean, I haven't gone out for dinner, I haven't done, you know, anything, just with friends, you know, so.
Yes, you've got a date coming up, and I have this feeling that it's going to be something coming indirectly, something along the lines of a friend introducing you to someone, something mm-hmm. that's like an easy, basic first step. And keep your eye out for it and your ear, too. Pay attention for it because it could be subtle. You don't want to miss it because it's going to be a wonderful way of affirming that this is my new life. It doesn't have to be a long-term big whoop-de-doo. It just needs to be you going out and having a good time.
Exactly, yeah.
I'm so glad you called.
Well, thank you.
And remember, there's good stuff ahead.
Well, thank you. Just one more. Can I ask one more question? As far as
real quickly.
Job, do you have anything, as far as a job, do you see any job in my future?
Yes. Total switcheroo from whatever it is you used to do. Completely new and different.
Okay.
Involving training and really good benefits.
Okay.
And start affirming that you know that you are a fabulous employee and you're just waiting for this opportunity to come into your life. You're open to receive it, and it will come even more quickly.
Well, good. Thank you for your advice. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Dusty. Just listen again on the archives and run it by yourself again, okay?
Okay,
thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And I think we have one more caller. Who we got there? Who's there?
Hi, this
Do we
is
have Jim.
Calling from Fort Lauderdale.
Hi, Jim. What can I do for you?
I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, did you catch the show?
I try to catch it. Yeah, I sometimes miss some of the shows on station too, but I'm catching you tonight. I think I've heard you before.
Oh, good.
But
welcome
just
back.
Wondering. Thanks. Just wondering what you see for me. I've been not working the last 6 months. I'm single and I'm divorced. I'm just wondering if I'm on the right path with what I'm doing with this time off.
Well, you know, Jim, I was just talking to the caller before you about chaos. And how when we reach a point in life and nothing is working according to the way social consciousness has taught us we should be, you know, we're not, we're not doing all the things that society thinks we should be doing. And we tend to get panicky because it's not familiar and it must mean something is wrong and, you know, how do I fix this and I want it to end. Instead of that, you actually you're in a perfect position to take a review, and this is a word that I get from Spirit, to review what has happened so far in the past and where you are now. And I suggest journaling and doing this in journaling, you know, writing it down, your thoughts, and just free flow, just put down anything that comes to you. And secondly, I strongly suggest that you start doing things that you maybe don't seem like something you would ordinarily do. It doesn't have to be a big thing, and it doesn't have to be wild and crazy like traveling around the world, but something that is a stretch or a little bit out of your comfort zone. You know, little things. Start little and then get bigger. Because I see your future past the point of this present tense moment, Jim. I see what is laid out before you. It looks like stepping stones. You're very much in a position that has purposeful good, even though it looks yucky. It's temporary. It's a time to reflect. It's time to sort of be in the cave, you know, hibernate a little bit, and then start thinking about what's next and going forward. As you come out of this, the stepping stones are laid out there, you know, already ahead of you, and all you have to do is put one foot in front of the other to progress forward, because the universe has big changes for you. This is a break, a pause, if you will, between one place in life and the next. And it's a big jump. So be open and be ready for really some pretty amazing surprises. Now, your divorce was how recent?
Oh, over a couple years ago.
Because there's a woman coming on board. There's energy coming your way in the romance department. And it's a very good thing. And you need to tune into that and really look inside about how you feel about that. And if there's anything that's kind of like blocking you or some, you know, nagging feelings of maybe I do or don't want that, you know, work on it now, because when it comes across your path, it sort of be subtle like a gentle breeze. You know, it won't be a big in your face, oh, what a huge romance. It's going to be subtle, and it's going to be lasting, and it looks extremely good. Your work, you did you say you had a job injury?
Yeah, I've been unemployed the last 6 months, but I'm trying to pursue into a different field in the of trading and financial markets for myself.
That looks excellent. When you said those words, I literally saw glitter around it, which is always a wonderful indicator, and the real obvious symbol of a dollar sign, which means significant money flow, which you know how to handle, and you'll advance forward with that, and you'll do some good with it, too.
Yes. Yes,
I
think
I'm
following
the
right person. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're meant to be able to handle a wonderful income and do some humanitarian work or charity work on the side with it.
Yes, that's what I love to do.
That is your purpose. It isn't just a dream. It's real. The universe looks for people like you. They want people like you to have the funds because they can trust you with it.
Yes.
Look for a book. I don't remember the author, but look for a book called, I believe it's Think and Grow Rich, I think is the title of it.
Napoleon
yes.
Hill. The classic.
Yes, have you read it?
I think I have it. I think I did a long time ago, but those books you can always read again.
Yes, pull it out. Pull it out because you're advancing toward a monetary increase within 2008.
Okay, yeah, I've been doing a lot of affirmations and meditation.
You are a good manifester.
Okay.
You know how to create and focus on something and bring it to you. I also recommend Abraham Hicks.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. And,
please stay in touch.
Thank you. On this relationship, do you see where she might be? Usually I date foreign women. Do you see anything around her?
That's interesting because I said she's not going to be from your area.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And she's definitely very different from, doesn't seem like a quote, American woman.
Okay, that doesn't surprise me.
And it's a beautiful match. It's a beautiful match.
Okay, then
please,
well, I'll look forward to that.
Check out my website, Jim. And please tune in again.
You're on every week at this time?
I'm on every other Wednesday. I'll be on next time on March 19th.
Okay, then. Well, thank you so much for this reading. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Good night now. Bye-bye.
Good night. And I believe I have another caller, hopefully. I think I have Lyle here.
Yes, this is Lyle, Miss Conley.
Hi, Lyle. What can
How
I do for you? I'm good. How about you?
Oh, I'm fine.
How
but
can I help you?
I have a question. I'm involved in a lawsuit.
Yeah.
And I wanted to know if I will win in the end.
This is a civil action?
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. And it has been in progress for about a year?
The beginnings of it, yes.
Okay. Have you been to mediation yet?
No. We're in court now. The other side's trying to get it kicked out. And I have the meeting, we have the hearing on March 13th.
Mm-hmm.
I think I can defeat that, but I'm just trying to get a overall sense, you know, whether it'll turn out good or not.
You're dealing with an insurance company, yes?
No, a state.
Okay. Let me focus in on the... I'll tell you what I see, Lyle. I see money coming to you from this. definitely, a sum of money. But I want to caution you that it may not be the exact amount that you are focusing on. However, it is not going to be a total loss. And I know that you went into this with the intention of achieving justice and wanting, and your motives are sincere in this. I do know that. And I do believe compensation will come to you. And it should wrap up. It should wrap up. I'm seeing within the next 6 months, probably before 6 months.
Okay. Oh, well.
Those lawsuits are extremely draining and very difficult. I urge you to take really good care of yourself and meditate quite a bit with the focus of perfect outcome for you.
Okay, I'll remember that. It is draining.
It is draining.
Yeah, I felt it after completing a brief that I had to submit, and I just felt drained.
Mm-hmm.
So I will start meditating. I have before. I'll start meditating again.
Yes, I know you know how to meditate, so call that skill up. It's a great skill to be able to go to a place of stillness within. And I wish you the best.
Okay. Oh, can I ask one last question?
Very quickly, yes.
Do you see any changes as far as the job, let's say, within the next year?
Yes, radical changes. I see that you'll be doing something that you might not have ever conceived of doing. I don't know exactly. I don't see exactly what it is. I know that it will come to you in an unusual fashion, and it's really going to be extremely interesting to you, and you're going to get a lot out of just doing the job. Very
okay.
fulfilling. Very fulfilling. It's something to really look forward to.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Before you go, may I ask where you're calling from?
Oh, I'm from Indiana.
Oh, I'd just like to know where my listeners are. Please do tune in again. Wednesday. Every other Wednesday on Station 2.
I will be listening.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful evening.
You too. Bye.
Okay, so that was great. I so enjoyed my caller. So I love talking to my people. That was good. I'm all jived up now. So before we close, we have to wrap up quickly. I just want to remind you that I'm Karen Tallcat Conley. You can look me up on my website, Karen Tallcat with a K, Conley. And I do psychic readings. I'm a psychic and a medium and a teacher. And you can find out about my upcoming events on my website, or you can give me a call, or, email my partner, Michael, which is at MrTallcat@gmail.com. I apologize, I may have said that wrong earlier. If you want to email me to find out about an event or a reading, that's MrTallcat@gmail.com. And let's see what else. Oh, please tune in next show, March 19th, because I'm having Hope and Randy Mead, the producers of the film Orbs, The Veil is Lifting. They are incredibly interesting people, and you don't want to miss that interview. That will be March 19th, the same time, 6:55 to 7:50 Pacific Standard Time on Station 2. That's Tall Cat, everything you always want to know about the paranormal but were afraid to ask. And I wish you well. And I will send you out with a little bit more of Mark Stanton Welch, Roll Me Over Spirit. See you next time, March 19th. Bye.
away. Roll me over, Spirit, take me away. Open my mind, open my eyes, open my heart to the me inside.
Body all around my soul. Roll me over, Spirit.